I would rather have a day job than be a Pokemon master.
Han Solo is clearly more attractive than Indiana Jones.
I would take the Star Wars trilogy over the Matrix trilogy any time.
The Legend of Zelda versus Super Mario. Who's better in bed, Jafar or Gaston? And would Thanos masturbate with the Infinity Gauntlet or not? Every week, Nerd Rage the Great Debates brings you the funniest comics, writers, and podcasters to settle some of geekdom's most divisive topics. Find us on Spotify or wherever you find podcasts.
To the Escapist Comics podcast. I'm Jessica Balboni.
And I'm Jesse Hitt.
And I'm Jacob Rubin. I thought you were going to introduce me. I was like,
No. You're old news.
Yeah, I'm back. Hello. I'm here for one episode.
Yeah. The J team is back together again. Woohoo!
Jacob's back from his assignment at sea.
Yeah. I'm no longer at war.
He's back on land.
I'm back on land. I was on a cruise ship, and then in like 3 weeks, I'm going back out on another one. But I'm here for now, and I thought I'd come by and do the podcast, because I miss doing this podcast. This is a fun one. Are you coming up on episode 400?
200.
Half of 400.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
it's only 400.
I could have sworn it's been more than that, but all right.
Well, maybe it's our 200.
Because 100 was the one with... she wrote Archie vs. Predator.
Alex Campy?
Yeah.
Alex Campy. And I feel like that was... 100 episodes ago, but I guess...
I don't know. Will's counting them, so blame him.
Sure. All right.
Blame you, Will.
Yeah.
It's all your fault.
That should be going from, like, the original era when it was, like, me and Ivan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Once we hit 200, we're going to renumber them, like Marvel Comics.
Oh,
we're
going to
have a special collector's edition podcast, number one.
All new, all different.
And we'll do it every year.
First appearance of of Dark Jesse. It's me when I grow a goatee.
Are you going to get a haircut?
No. That's just going to keep flowing, baby. I can almost pull my hair back into a little ponytail.
Oh,
it really sucks. Worst thing of all time.
It really sucks that this is just audio and people don't... I mean, I assume you guys have been making mullet jokes for a while.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you can always just look at Jesse's Instagram, too.
Yeah.
When you straightened your hair, it looked like head was being eaten by a tulip.
That was such a nightmare.
It looked like a dead squirrel.
My mom almost cried.
I almost cried.
I was like, is his head being eaten by, like, Petey Piranha? I've been playing a lot of Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, you and my nephew.
Yeah, it's still good.
He came over on Christmas
and that's all he did.
Yeah, that's all I've been doing since it came out. I played at least a little bit every day. It's
taken over your life.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
And it has nothing to do with comics, but I feel like it's nerdy.
I mean, it's nerd.
Yeah, well, we have Zelda comics in the store.
Yeah.
True.
Super Mario Brothers art book.
There's 6 Zelda characters in this game. 3 of them are Link.
Really?
Yeah.
Just different... Do they have a Shadow Link? Is that the...
That's an alternate costume for regular Link. So they have Link... Young Link and Toon Link from like the Wind Waker, one with the big cat eyes and whatnot.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wait, Young Link, how old is regular Link?
Like 20, and then Young Link's like 12.
Okay.
Because in Ocarina of Time, he plays like Link as a kid, and then there's a time jump.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Nobody asked for it, and then when they got rid of this character, they replaced him. So he was in the second game. This is the 5th Smash Bros. Game. In the second game, there was Young Link. In the 3rd game, 4th game, it was Toon Link, and they're like, okay, this is what we have instead of Young Link. But this new one brings back every character that's ever been playable in the game is in this game, so they had to bring back Young Link.
Whoa.
So now we have arguably one more Link than we need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still 7 goddamn Fire Emblem characters. Yeah. What is Fire Emblem? This is a real question.
Is it? I thought it was a type of Pokemon.
I'm thinking... No. Fire Emblem is like they all have swords.
Oh.
It's like Japanese and they all have swords.
Okay.
And it's like the second most popular Nintendo franchise in Japan.
Uh-huh.
Behind Mario.
Oh.
But more than Pokemon. It sells more than Pokemon. Which is crazy. Or Zelda or Donkey Kong or whatever.
Yeah.
But they were like, so they there's like 400 goddamn Fire Emblem characters.
But no one knows what it is here?
It's got a bit of a fun... It's like a strategy game, turn-based strategy, and the game plays over a long period of time, so you could like have your characters get married and have kids, and you can have gay relationships, which is a cool thing that Nintendo usually doesn't do,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, they strongly imply it a lot, but never explicitly state.
Right.
I just thought that, the only game I know is like Dragon Quest. I did Dragon Quest. Is that the name of it? That's a different game.
No, that's Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest, yeah, yeah.
With the it's kind of got like a Dragon Ball art style.
No, I'm thinking of something else.
Okay, because it's the same designer.
Yeah. I do like Dragon Quest too, though. What was the other Dragon game?
Dragon Age.
Dragon Age. Yes.
Yeah, that's not in this.
No. I was just thinking about characters that could have gay relationships.
Oh yeah, Fable. I think you'd be gay.
Fable, you could. And Dragon Age was the first one. I was like, hey, look at that. Everyone can kiss.
Daisy from Mario, I think, is a lesbian.
Oh really?
I can see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she never. She never really gets down with Mario.
She's, they say she's with Luigi, but, like, she's not.
She's playing the field.
Right. Anyway. There's actually a comic I've been really excited to talk to you guys about.
Oh, what's that?
It's the comic that
Oh.
Batman Annual Number 3.
Okay.
Cool.
From the New 52.
Yeah.
Came out in February of 2015. It's got
no
a cover.
I have no idea what happened in that comic.
Yeah, the inside ad is for Star Wars Rebels. I just pulled this out of my
What is happening in Batman right now? Anybody know?
They're not married. Catwoman didn't get married to Batman.
That happened a long time ago.
The Secret Files is still going on.
Is it?
The Max Batman crossover is still going strong.
The regular Batman.
Oh, Sam
title.
Keith?
Yeah.
It's really good, too.
Yeah, they brought back Sam Keith brought back himself from the dead. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Wait, Sam Keith brought. Wait, the Max back from the dead?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and himself, you know. Really.
I loved his. He did like a 3-issue Lobo miniseries like a few years ago.
Yeah.
That I loved.
Yeah.
And I think he's the perfect guy to do Lobo stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Like, he sent Lobo to hell or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Batman Damned is still going on.
Oh, yeah.
Number 2 is out.
God, that issue.
And the second issue was a significant drop-off in quality from the first.
Yeah. I mean, I knew they were going to be very dark in these issues, but it was pretty rapey, is what it was.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't really get it, actually. It doesn't need to be... Not really.
Yeah.
That was fucking intense, man.
Like, it's... You really have to need that to happen to do it. Like,
yeah.
I can only think of one... I was thinking about this today, oddly. I was thinking about, like, what's the one time when I'm like, okay, that actually... And it was Ramsey Bolton.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, okay, he's a horrible monster, and now I'm like, okay, but when he dies, it'll be super satisfying. That's the only time I've been like, all right, I can be okay with this.
Yeah.
Even though it's still awful, and like, but you really have to, like, that's the most... risky card to play.
It is, and they don't need to do it in Batman.
Yeah, they don't.
It was just with Harley, and she's like talking about Joker, and then she like it's almost implied that she's gonna do that to Batman.
Yeah.
And then Batman starts choking her.
Right.
And it's like, oh my God. It was just too much. It was too much for me.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like with Superman and Batman, these comics still have to be like kind of for kids.
Yeah, well, like, this is the black label they're calling it. So this is like the Batman adult label.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess if they're advertising it.
And I know you're at C.
I was. I don't know anything that's happening.
You didn't know about Batman Damned?
No, I don't even know about this.
So we saw the first appearance of Batman's penis.
Yeah, they showed it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I get all the penis news.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard about Luigi's penis.
Wait, there's a Luigi's penis?
Yeah,
penis too?
They put out like this image from the new Mario Tennis game, and he's wearing these little shorts, and he's bent in such a way that someone's like, that's his dick. Yeah, you can see Luigi,
Also, we got Luigi's dick, we got Batman's dick in here. What a year.
They've determined, I don't know how much we can talk about dick on this show anymore.
Oh, yeah, Frank, talk about all the dick you want.
Okay, cool. They've determined that it's girthier than anyone was expecting.
Right.
And Batman's dick was smaller than expected.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, all that money, all that, he's compensating for something.
Yeah. Well, maybe steroids.
I think he had a pretty appropriate dick.
<Did
it>? I feel like a lot of the rhetoric online was all like comic book fan dudes being like, well, I expected Bruce Wayne's hog to go down to his knee. This isn't the Batman I grew up with. I'm mad about this. Man, come on.
I wasn't mad. I was just like, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, they also established that he's, 6 feet tall and 270 pounds? Just like an unrealistically sized human being. So, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like he should be taller than
He should
six
be
feet.
Definitely be taller, I thought, too. Like 6'5", at least.
Yeah.
You know, like, and Gronk size.
Maybe 230, 270. Oh, right, that's Gronk. Crazy.
Yeah. Tide Pod Gronk.
Tide Pod. Wait. Did your boy eat Tide Pods?
No, but he said not to eat Tide Pods.
Yeah, he advertises for them.
But you totally believe that he's eating Tide Pods.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He seems like one of the dumbest people alive. But in, like, a harmless, nice way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, in a Huck way.
Yeah.
Like, he just spends all his money, and that's nice.
Right. Yeah. He got robbed. That was funny.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
I'm not really surprised.
No.
I feel like he's the type of dude who's just like has someone over at his house and be like, hey, this is really cool. Hey, come over whenever you want. Here's a key. Just come on through.
Yeah.
Drunk make you cookie.
Right. His name's only one letter away from the idiot henchman from Emperor's New Groove. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that fan art? Fans, draw that.
Please do. Yeah. Please send it to us.
Right.
At Escapist Comics.
Yeah, post that shit.
In the news, we're just going to skip to the news stuff.
Well, they had, didn't this week in Fantastic Four number 5, did they, the Thing got married?
Oh, yeah, finally.
To Alicia?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Finally.
Okay.
After 60 years.
Yeah.
60 years? Yeah.
1961, so.
Not 60 years. 50 years?
50 years. More than 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, not 60. I don't
know
60.
Math.
Coming up on closer to 60.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, 2021 there. It'll be, yeah. So, yeah, that's awesome for him. I hope that as a wedding present, they finally make a good Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah. Oh, cute news. This cute little kid came in and saw like the little postcards we had for it. And he's like, is the Thing a Jew?
Oh.
I was like, yes.
He is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
It was just the way he said
There's actually a really good issue of, he had a series. It was supposed to be an ongoing, but it got canceled after like 20 issues by Dan Slott, where he has his bar mitzvah.
Aww.
13 years after becoming the Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Wait, was he not a Jew before then?
No, he was. He just had a bar mitzvah.
Oh, okay.
Growing up, he didn't have one.
Why not?
They're not very observant.
Yeah.
Down on Yancey Street. They're too busy hitting each other with whipped cream pies or something. I don't know. He would get pranked all the time in the old Stanley Jack Kirby books.
Okay.
They should do one where the Thing goes on Birthright. And then he gets kicked off for questioning the treatment of the Palestinians.
Oh, shit.
I don't agree with this wall. No, it's all about water rights, actually.
It's smart. Yeah, he'd be aware of that shit.
Yeah. Then they would throw some Palestinian kids, throw the Thing at an Israeli tank. That'd be something. You just curl them up into a ball.
Some strong Palestinians.
This is such a political thing that Fantastic, I never thought about Fantastic Four. Yeah. Yeah, I know a bunch of kids who did Birthright, and there was parts of the trip where they had to be like, remember, this is a free trip to Israel. I just plug my ears.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. It's complicated. We'll save that off the air. Yeah, no, he is Jewish. So they had a whole Jewish wedding. Did he step on the glass and everything?
Oh, no, I didn't read it.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
I saw the picture. It looked like Jewish wedding.
Okay, well, I'll have to read it. And I've been to a number of Jewish weddings.
He's wearing a yarmulke.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well.
I assume that was Jewish.
Yeah.
I assume they actually got married, too. Marvel sent out, like, a press release, and it was like, no tricks! Like, because the Batman wedding.
So now that means, this is really exciting news for now, Alicia Masters, because that means she'll probably get killed off in the next 2 years.
Oh, yeah, probably. Oh, that's so sad.
I mean.
What else are they going to do, though, right?
Yeah.
So they released a whole list of 8 billion movies that are going to come out in the next 1,000 years.
You know, I haven't worked here for a while,
mm-hmm.
but I will say that early on into me working at this job, which was, okay, it's 2018, I feel like I worked in, like, what, 2015, 2014?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was saying, man, that superhero bubble's gonna burst soon,
and
I'm wrong. Like, I'm so wrong. I probably even said on this podcast, if you go back and listen to, like, the old episodes.
Yeah.
I'm stunned that we're still having all these new shows.
Uh-huh. And every single comic book has been optioned
for
the next 1,000 years.
I never thought in a million years Deadly Class would get a TV show.
Yeah.
And I think it lends itself perfectly as opposed to Saga, which is apparently also happening.
Yeah, that's
got to be animated. I don't see any way they could do.
I can't think of a animated series that had actually good animation produced outside of Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't either.
And I want it to be like, I want it to look like Spider-Verse. Have we talked about Spider-Verse yet on the show?
Not yet.
No.
Have you seen it?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
We can still talk about it a little. Yeah. Just no spoilers.
It's
basically.
Really great.
It is fantastic. Yeah. I just saw it yesterday.
I've heard nothing but good things.
I still prefer Homecoming as a Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm. Really?
A lot of people are saying this is the best Spider-Man movie. I prefer Homecoming. This is the second best.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I might prefer this over...
Wow.
It was so great. The animation is so different
than
anything else you'll ever see.
Many people are like, I don't want to see it because it's animated. I just want to see it. And I'm like, they couldn't do this story live action.
No.
With not, like, excluding Spider-Ham. they can do Spider-Ham like CGI or whatever.
Yeah.
But like so much of how, like the comic book, like the thought bubbles,
yeah,
and like the like Zip-a-tone stuff and the Kirby dots and, yeah, like all that stuff is just like, you could only do this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Spider-Man Noir.
There's a point when I'm not going to spoil the best joke in the movie.
Yeah.
But it's a sound effect gag. Like they throw an object at someone, and when it hits them, then the sound effect is the name of that object.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it's awesome.
It's so funny too.
Yeah.
And I've never seen a superhero movie that could like make me laugh and cry.
Yeah.
Like that too.
Jake Johnson was a perfect schlubby Peter Parker.
Oh yeah.
This new kid was a perfect Miles Morales. John Mulaney is Spider-Ham.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Nicolas Cage?
Actually playing a good role?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't give him a lot to do.
Yeah.
He was basically Big Daddy.
Yeah.
In Kick-Ass, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. No, that was...
And Kingpin being, like, a scary Kingpin, too.
Kingpin looking like one of the goons from, like, Triplets of Belleville. Like, yeah. the way his body is shaped was just so cool.
One thing I did notice, I guess this would be my one criticism if I was going to pick at it. It looks like you had to see it in 3D. Did you see it in 3D?
Interesting. No.
Yeah, I could tell like some of the backgrounds were a little blurry at some points, and I'm like, oh, I bet that was for the 3D rendering.
Mm.
So I kind of want to see it again in 3D and see if that's what it was. Because I could just see those things like flying out of the screen.
All the stuff. Yeah, there was a few instances where I'm like, I bet they did. This is like the 3D gag.
Mm-hmm.
But...
So.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. I just don't like seeing movies in 3D.
I don't either.
Really?
Yeah.
I do, but I always forget to put in contacts, and I end up having to put the 3D glasses over my regular glasses.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
I don't even have
that.
That's
so uncomfortable.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
They're designed in such a way that they can go over, but like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It still feels weird,
you got to buy, like, movie glasses that are, like, smaller.
Oh, yeah. I'll just get two monocles. One in each eye.
Bringing back the monocle look.
I love how that's like our cost-cutting future instead of just getting contact lenses.
Well, if you can't wear contacts, like, irritate my eyes really badly.
Mm.
So... The monocle look, though, I like that. Minnow's set.
Two monocles.
Yeah, if you have two monocles, you can also get a little bit surprised. Or super surprised when they both fall out. Into two cups of tea.
You're holding two in each hand. You get surprised in one eye and then surprised in the other eye. Click, click.
Oh, God, have any of you seen the Aladdin preview yet?
Oh, yes. No, I only saw the poster.
Yeah. That's bad enough.
Well, like the teaser. Like the
teaser.
Because I just saw Mary Poppins.
Right. Yeah.
Liked it, yeah.
Yeah,
that's not about comics, but I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a sequel in the same way that Force Awakens was a sequel, and that it's kind of like, all right, here's the same beats, but like everything's like different.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, but I saw the Aladdin teaser, and like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I saw
pictures of Will Smith in it, and I was just like, no, I don't want to see this at all.
Is he blue?
I think, no,
I mean not in the poster.
Not in the
that I
poster.
Saw.
Okay.
I don't know why. Why is? I mean, just commit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he kind of looks like Kazam.
Oh yeah.
That's all I thought.
That
would have
been dope if they got Shaquille O'Neal.
Why
to
not
play.
Just get Shaq?
Not Shaquille O'Neal, isn't it? Oh wait, no. I keep thinking it's Sinbad. It's not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It's that fucking online.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was like such a thing for a while.
It was such a thing.
And it was so hard to tell people like, no, it didn't happen.
No.
You're thinking of a Shaquille O'Neal movie, and I'm sorry, but you're like a little racist. Not like racist, but like this is like a tiny bit racist. And then people got so defensive. No, this movie exists, and I'm like, sorry, dude.
What was the movie that he was in? Is there
Sinbad?
He wasn't in a
TV He was in
movie.
One called Man of the House, I think, where he plays like a male babysitter.
And he was in one called My Date with the President's Daughter, where he was on
really?
The Secret Service.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
But it had nothing to do. There
and
no...
he was in, of course,
yeah,
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
But then, so for April Fool's Day, around whatever that was happening, he put out like a clip from this movie that was shot like on VHS quality,
right?
Oh. And like had these kids, and it was really stupid, and like, but he's like, no, I didn't make this movie. Oh, but then what's this? You know, and it
I
was,
know there's actually like a VHS tape that they like put him on, and
right?
Everything. Yeah.
It was modern day Sinbad acting like he was in the '90s.
Yeah,
no, it's just sorry everybody, Sinbad didn't have that good of a career.
Yeah.
He was never starred in a genie movie.
No. He wasn't Good Burger.
He was.
He was the teacher. He was the teacher who Keenan wrecks his car and has to get a summer job at Good Burger to pay him off.
Huh.
And then he pops up a few other times. And he's treated as the antagonist even though he does nothing wrong. And he's just like,
he's an adult.
You're an asshole because I broke your car and I have to fix it. Yeah, at the end he gets like mustard dumped on him and we're supposed to laugh. And I'm like, no, he's just living his life. I think he was jogging. Like,
So also in all the other trailers we saw yesterday during Spider-Verse, we'll finally cash in on the ugly dolls that we have.
Whoa,
there is an ugly doll movie coming out.
Awesome.
Oh, I wanted to stab my eyes out during the trailer.
Yeah.
It's literally, I think it's just for like very small children. There's a lot of rapping in the,
oof.
In the
well, trailer. We all know who this store's biggest purchaser of ugly dolls is.
Yeah, Jack.
Oh, no, no. As in
oh,
people
your mother.
Who take, my mom.
Yeah, yeah. She'll go see it then maybe.
Every birthday. Holiday, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever, and Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Well, as long as I've lived in this area, I bought her an ugly doll. And every year, I think this is going to be the year she goes, one of these again? Never happened. She loves it. Every single time. This year I got her two, and I thought she was going to fucking burst. Like,
well, she'll be excited then.
Yeah, well, I think she doesn't like, she likes them because they're kind of like pillows. Yeah. I don't think she cares about the backstories.
Yeah. Well, now they're all going to have backstories.
But, like, they're literally all over the house. They're everywhere. In your house.
How do you make a movie of I don't even know what the ugly doll mythology is.
Well, they just made it all up, I guess.
Well, they've made comics.
The ugly doll-iverse.
One of them has a job because he wears an apron, and that's how we know. And
is and he a chef?
His name is Wage, and he works at like the general store.
His name is Wage.
Yeah, he's the only one with like a prop.
Oh.
This apron, and then the rest of them are just like shapes that they put eyes on. I don't know.
There's a bat one. Yeah.
Like, if they're all ugly, isn't that just regular looking?
Well, it's
like a relative term.
It's like that Twilight Zone episode. Everyone has pig faces.
Yeah, totally.
That's kind of what it is. And so, in the like, what I got from this terrible preview was they all live in their little ugly world, and they all sing about how beautiful they are.
Sure.
And then they end up going to the perfect verse,
where everyone's like, it's like they meet a Barbie, and they're like, ew.
Yeah, and all the perfect people start like passing out because of how ugly they are.
Wow, that's cruel.
Yeah.
What a mean.
And that was the preview. I just sat there in horror as they sang for the entire thing and rapped. And there's a bunch of stars and celebrities.
Oh, man. I bet TJ Miller's in it, too.
Oh,
he's got to be, right?
He's in everything.
Yeah.
And, like, Miley Cyrus or, you know, people like that.
Yeah.
Who can sing.
TJ Miller got booted off of the Big Hero 6 cartoon.
He was
the voice of the robot, and now he's not anymore.
Oh, there's a new
one. He was in the movie as like one of the students.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. And now that character on the TV show
is somebody else.
Is actor comedian Brooks Whelan.
Oh,
yeah,
a poor man's TJ Miller.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Similar vocal quality.
Yeah,
that weird like a child who drank a bunch of whiskey, kind of.
Hey, my voice is like this.
Like a little bit of Bobby Hill quality.
Oh yeah, kind of. So wait, so they. I didn't even know there was there's a TV show.
There is, yeah. I think it's on
TJ Miller was on it.
Yes, he was originally, I think, for the first season.
He was the voice of the character. He wasn't the
movie. No, I mean, what did he do to get kicked off?
Oh, the same thing every male celebrity has, since the beginning of time, has done.
Yeah. Didn't you have an unfortunate interaction with TJ Miller, or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, that was Pete Holmes.
Oh, yes.
I've heard of him being shitty a couple times.
Yeah, that's why he quit drinking, I think.
Yeah.
Did he?
Oh, I don't know.
Hopefully
I smoke a lot of weed.
I just watched his, Pete Holmes, I just watched his Hot Ones. And he talked about how if he has two beers, he stops being vegan.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, maybe he didn't anymore.
And his whole point is like, it's not a big deal. Like, a lot of things don't really matter. I'm vegan the rest of the time, but I do get. And I was like, all right, that's kind of a sweet thing. And he seems like he's very self-effacing, but also he like creeped on you and like, ugh.
Yeah, he used to be on Doug all the time too. Doug loves movies, and never on it anymore.
Because Doug doesn't like him. He always interrupts people.
Yeah. That's what he used to say, the Pete Holmes Award.
The Pete Holmes Award, yeah.
Yeah, but now that's not even a thing anymore.
But
Doug
guess,
is like, fuck it.
Yeah, kind of tired of it.
I'm just assuming.
Yeah. Man, I haven't listened to Doug in it. Man, this is the shitty thing about living on ships is that I'm so out of the loop on it. I haven't listened to Doug. I love Douglas movies. I haven't listened in ages.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anybody else? Chad Opitz is on.
Chad Opitz is on there whenever he comes around. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Amy Miller's been on.
Oh, she's great. I love. Yeah. I always try to listen to her episodes.
She's going
to
be on the upcoming Sketchfest one, too, I think.
Great.
I'm going to that one.
Hey, nice.
Yay.
did you guys see Aquaman?
yet? No.
Okay, me neither.
No, okay. Me either.
But I've heard it's good.
And I heard it's a good, fun movie, but not like, you know, yeah. Like put all your eggs in the basket to be like, this is the greatest movie ever.
Yes.
Someone, the best three-word review I've seen for this movie, someone posted that they saw it, and their review was, it's Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. It falls the same beats, and it's got the same, like, I've heard it's a really like Thor, and that he's like, he's the king, but he doesn't want to be the king, and he has all this pressure, and then he gets exiled, and then he has to go back, and you know, all this crap. Yeah, I don't know.
The comic was good. The new Kelly Sue DeLahonic. Kelly Sue DeLahonic.
Kelly Sue Kalonic.
Yeah.
The one person that I know who didn't like the Aquaman, everybody, like, similar to you guys, what I've heard is that it's fun and kind of stupid, but, like, who cares? It's a fun movie to watch. The one person I know who didn't like it posted their review on social media where they spelled it, instead of Aquaman, they wrote Aguaman.
That
really made me laugh extremely hard.
Like, not as a bit, just like...
Yeah, they just misspelled it. They said Aquaman was not very good.
Icarubba.
It's like a Latino guy who works at one of those weird water stores that they only have in Latino neighborhoods.
In the Kelly Sue book, it's like Aquaman loses his memory. I'm not sure why. I haven't been reading Aquaman. And this is just like at number 43. So I don't know if it's like continuing from another.
Yeah.
Like, I want Aquaman to be good.
Yeah.
But I think that every time. I remember I read the first issue in the New 52, and people were saying it was one of the best ones. But I feel like so often, and maybe the movie has this too, they're kind of apologizing for how silly he is.
Yeah.
And they're like, he talks to fish. Yeah, he can't fly. Yeah, Superman's so much better. Aquaman sucks. But like, I don't know. I think that if... This is a major issue I have with superhero comics in general. Because you guys see the Shazam trailer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Really excited about it.
Yeah, we're really excited.
But when Billy Batson finds out the wizard's name is Shazam, he's like, Shazam, that's a stupid name.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, dude, you exist in a universe where people wear tights and have pseudonyms and superpowers.
Yeah.
Like... That's like, we've already accepted that everything in this world is silly. Let's not be like, like, I hated the taser face scene in Guardians 2.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that if you're gonna have this world, you can't be like, oh, isn't this silly? I could talk to fish.
Not everything should be Deadpool. Like,
right.
It doesn't all have to be self-aware.
We have a Deadpool.
Yeah.
We don't need a, like, if they do make a Deadpool-esque movie by DC, it should be Lobo and nothing else.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely.
They're gonna make it. It's also in the works.
Oh, true. Interesting. Do they have any? Do you know who is going to be doing it?
No, there's no information. Just that it's in the works.
Hopefully, it's the same person who provided his voice in Superman the Animated Series and Justice League. Do you know who that was?
No, who was it?
Brad Garrett.
Really?
The older brother from Everybody Loves Raymond.
No, Raymond. Yeah. Nah, in my head.
Cool.
Oh, fuck you.
Was it really him?
It was really Brad Garrett.
Oh,
I'm not.
My
that's,
God.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious. Yeah. And, like, they put enough CGI on him, it's like, who can tell?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be all pretty much CGI, right?
I would imagine. Unless they get, like...
A wrestler?
Yeah, who could play The Rock, maybe?
Jason Momoa again?
I thought he would have been great.
Oh, yeah. What's the guy's name? Drax.
Batista.
Yeah. Dave Batista could play Lobo. And he's, like, a good actor,
well,
too.
Well, Drax and Lobo are almost the same character.
Lobo's just meaner.
As a big wrestling fan, I'm always a fan of wrestlers breaking into movies. Like, hey, Batista's been a lot better than I was expecting, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And Braun Strowman. In the new Sherlock Holmes movie, Holmes and Watson.
Really?
Oh. Which is getting abysmal reviews.
Yeah, it's supposed to be real bad.
0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, yeah. Zero.
An F from the Onion AV Club.
Nice. Yeah.
And they like garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with them most of the time, but like, yeesh.
F.
Yeah.
That's pretty rotten.
So I don't know. Braun Strowman would be a bad Lobo.
Barrett Corbin? Is that the guy's name?
Baron.
There you go. I'm thinking of Jeremy Corbin.
You know... No, he's a great little... His last name is still Corbin, just spelled differently. But I think you said Barrett.
Okay, yeah. You think,
because there's Wade Barrett.
Okay,
this guy's
Baron. Baron Corbin's the real tall guy.
Yeah.
With the stringy hair.
Not anymore, now he's bald.
Oh, good. Because he was doing the classic pro wrestling move where he's balding, like very, very advanced balding, but also has long stringy hair at the same time. It's like, man, do that.
If you're going to do that, you either got to paint your face like Goldust or just go bald.
Yeah.
And
he
went bald.
Okay.
And
good.
Actually, this is a brief. So you haven't been following WWE?
No.
Okay, so I went to TLC. They did a pay-per-view.
Yeah, right.
In San Jose a few weeks ago, and I went. I had great seats. It was fucking awesome. But in storyline, they had, they blamed, so Raw has been the lowest ratings it's ever had the last, like, few months.
Yeah.
And in storyline, they were like, because he was the authority figure at the time. He was the general manager.
Yeah.
So they were like, it's all your fault. And then at the pay-per-view, beat the shit out of him and fired him.
Okay.
And he's like, I didn't write any of this material. Like, I'm just, all the fans are like, he didn't, he's not responsible for anything. I think that's hilarious.
I think the only thing that would get me to start watching WWE again is if Vince McMahon dies and is no longer involved in the production in any way.
Yeah, yeah. And that'll, you know, we're just kind of counting the days down.
Yeah.
Because, like, we can't underestimate that he's responsible for everything that worked, too.
Yeah.
Just there's, like, as soon as he's gone and people can actually take over and he refuses to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he doesn't want to be on TV anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At all?
He'll do it because he knows that it's a ratings boost. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows that people will watch if he's going to show up. But, like, he's really trying to, like, no, have other people do it, have other people do it. And so, basically, up until he dies, he's going to, like, really... He does it, like, once a year.
Yeah.
When he used to be every week.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he bringing back the XFL, I heard?
Oh, no.
We'll see.
Yeah. I'll do that again.
Is the podcast usually this little about comics?
No, usually no. Talk more about comics.
Okay, cool. I'm just like,
a special episode.
I don't want to be a negative influence.
But this week, this is our special post-Christmas episode. And this week, there were a grand total of 8 new comics that came out.
Wow.
Because the week before, there was I don't even know how many comics came out the week before. It was insane. But yeah, I don't even know. What even came out this week? Like
Fantastic Four.
Or like Maneater.
Maneaters, yeah.
I need to read up.
Defenders. Like, the other Marvel Knights, I think.
Oh, I need to get that too.
Yeah, those are cool. Those Marvel stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, cool.
Well, that's pretty much it.
And then some other stuff.
No DC really this week, I don't think.
Oh, that's sad. We also watched the Doom Patrol teaser.
Yeah, there's a new trailer out.
It's coming out in February on the DC streaming service that none of us have yet.
And I think we won't be alone in not having it.
Yeah. They're trying to push it big time. They're like giving it away to people now. They're like, please buy our service.
Yeah. I mean,
we have stuff.
Like, just considering, because it's just DC stuff.
Just DC.
So, like, what's going to be on it?
Of the Batman movies.
Okay.
All of Wonder Woman, like the old show. Too.
Oh, Linda Carter.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, so any DC related shows.
So, like, the Christopher Reeve Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
All of the Flash, all of like the TV shows, basically.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Arrow, Supergirl, Flash.
But you can also watch all of those for free on CW.
Like, well, for now.
For now, yeah, yeah.
Then they're going to kind of port them all over. Like, a lot of stuff is going from Netflix to Disney's service.
Right, right. So, yeah, I mean, it's good, pretty good content, but new content. They don't have a ton yet. They have that Titan show.
Yeah.
They have to make stuff.
Yeah.
And we should pitch them a show.
Young
this
Justice.
Isn't a joke.
Well, we could try.
No, like the thing that I'm learning about all these streaming services is they just need, like, anything. If you can get, like, 4 people to sit in the studio and just kind of shoot the shit.
Yeah.
We pitch them, like, a game show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they do have stuff, like, Sam Levine is hosting a show.
Sam the Man?
Sam the Man.
The Wolverine?
Little Wolverine. A.K.A. Lucky Logan.
another Douglas movies reference.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, as I'm sure you guys saw on Facebook, I was Wolverine for Halloween this year.
I did.
And I won the costume contest on the show.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, my. I've never won a costume contest before. I walked around. I wanted to be Wolverine since I was 7 years old. I walked around that ship with a big goofy smile on my face, which is not what Wolverine would do. There was a Deadpool, and he was a guest, so I didn't talk to him for very long. But I don't like
to associate.
I don't want to talk to
him with the guest.
No, I have people that I would like to talk to. But no, it was, and this one guy was like, there was another guest dressed as Wolverine, same outfit with like the wife beater and everything. And he's like, I went around my house and found all this stuff. And I was like,
cool.
I paid for like nice claws.
And that's why you won.
Yeah.
I know. And I was Emma Frost. And then
we could have done new X-Men.
We could have.
You could have been Cyclops.
Yeah, I could be Cyclops.
Yeah.
One day.
It's a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jordy LaForge mask thing.
Yeah, the visor. Yeah. Or even just the red sunglasses.
The only mullet X-Men I can think of is Bishop. And
yeah.
I don't think you could do that.
No.
Problematic Bishop.
Yeah. Problematic Bishop. Alex Summers, I think, from like the 70s era.
Yeah.
Kind of a.
Various.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. before. Doesn't he get killed at some point?
He's died like twice.
Yeah. Oh, Banshee? Banshee definitely had a mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have the same colored hair, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I could totally pull up Banshee.
He's also died. And now he's back.
He's back,
but he's like dead Banshee right now.
Scary. Spooky Banshee.
Comics. Oh, we didn't even talk about Doom Patrol. What did we think? Why is Cyborg in it still? I think we've talked about
that's
that
before. That's a weird choice.
It is a weird choice.
Wasn't he in Justice League also?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he putting Cyborg in every DC property
now? And he's a football player.
Yeah, well, he was a football player in the comics before he becomes a cyborg.
Yeah.
They're, like, really featuring it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was wearing a cool tracksuit in the preview, which makes me think it's going to be good.
He's going to be one of the bad guys from Matt Fraction's Hawkeye, which I just finished. I'd never read it.
Oh, you never finished?
And I just read all of it, and I loved it.
It is very good.
It's really great.
Yeah, Kelly Sue and Matt Fraction, they just got picked up out their whole Milkfed, you know.
What?
Their Milkfed organization.
Yeah.
Like, TV thing just got picked up by Legendary.
Oh, they're like a production company or something?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to make a... I mean, I as much as I love to see a Sex Criminals or Bitch Planet show, I feel like I also don't want that.
Yeah. Sex Criminals is definitely going to be a show.
Have they made any progress on Southern Bastards? Is there any more info about
that?
Yeah, dude.
That'd be a great show.
It doesn't
seem like it would be hard to make. Like, a lot of these, like, Sex Criminals would be a lot harder.
Very, very cheap to film. That's the one I'm angling to be an extra in Southern Bastards.
That's why you've been growing that mullet out.
Yeah, growing the mullet out. I'm going to get a big Confederate flag tattoo on my neck. I want to show them that I'm committed to the role.
You're like, this is all method.
Yeah.
Really working on it. The Deadly Class pilot also dropped last week, too.
It was very good.
It's so good.
I gotta watch that.
It is almost exactly like the comic.
Yeah, the music's cool.
Oh, the music's so good.
It's nice in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rick literally did the soundtrack, I think. Like, he told them what he wanted in it. He also wrote the screenplay.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like... In the, in the comics, there's like, they talk about music all the time. I think in every trade paperback, he's got like a playlist.
Yeah.
I think he made Spotify playlist as he was writing the comic.
That was one of my questions for him.
I remember.
Yeah. At, the Image Con or whatever.
Yeah. Image Expo.
Image Expo. Yeah.
Before that bitch moved to Seattle. They're based in Berkeley.
Well, Portland. Yeah.
I know.
But yeah.
Portland, oh, okay.
Yeah. I know, but yeah, but when that comic came out, I thought it looked so amazing, and that was we got to field them questions, and that was my question for him.
Brief foray. This is still about comics. Are there any cons in the Bay right now?
There's the really terrible SF con.
Oh, yeah, San Francisco
Comic-Con. That's actually in Oakland now.
Oh, where? Not Muscogee.
At the Marriott.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but originally it was in San Francisco, but they got booted out.
Really,
of
at the Marriott?
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, that's where WonderCon was.
I know, me too.
So it came full circle. That's funny.
It came full circle. But then instead of changing it to, like, Bay Area Con, like, it's a thing. Or something, East Bay Con, they just kept the San Francisco Con, which confused the shit out of everyone last year.
Yeah.
Because it's not San Francisco. It's fucking Oakland.
I mean, the 49ers play in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's also stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, at least they have. But this is only, that con was only 1 year old. Like, the San Francisco 49ers are how... Old, yeah, what, you know.
And then there's Silicon Valley Con.
Yeah.
That good?
No.
Okay.
They do the same thing. They focus too much on the celebrities,
right?
And not enough on bringing creators here.
Well, because that's gonna get like the casuals.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, holy shit, I can meet Billy Boyd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Was he in? No, Dominic was in Lost.
Yes.
Or still Dominic Monaghan.
Yeah,
hey,
he'll
cool
probably
too.
Be there too.
Yeah. The Mary and Pippa reunion we've all been demanding. But, like, you, and then you could put their face on the flyer, whereas, you know, as much as we personally love, for instance, Mark Bagley.
Yeah.
Who loves Mark Bagley?
I like Mark Bagley.
Okay, but we really need people like Rick Remender or Greg Rucka.
But they're not going to get, like, the normies.
No, but it'll bring, people will actually fly in at this point.
Oh, like creators?
Yeah. If they fly in, those creators, people are going to come from other places to go see those creators if you get a ton of them, like at Emerald City or at, you know, or fucking San Diego. All of those places get the biggest creators, and then people actually go there.
Well, San Diego kind of operates as like a whole different entity at this point. San Diego is like
but that's how it started, though.
I feel like people don't think that San Diego is like a real thing. It's just like this mythological beast that's been warped into this massive city-destroying, like you see kids insane. What, the last time I went to Comic-Con, I saw kids just wandering around the convention center. Obviously, San Diego natives in full costume who were kind of treating it like Halloween.
That's true now. At every con now.
Yeah.
Even that San Francisco con, it was just people weren't even going in. They were just in the hallway, like before you go in, in costume. Doing cosplay and taking pictures, and they're all just like standing in the hallway taking pictures of each other. And I'm like, this is fucking weird.
I mean, if you're like a regular cosplayer, you could just save the money on the tickets and just hang out.
Yeah, that's what they're all doing.
Yeah. When I went to Stanley's Kamikaze, I saw, which was on Halloween, I saw hella people who were just there for the costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the world we live in now.
Yeah.
It's all common.
That being said, if I heard about a convention that I couldn't really go to, but I was like, oh, I got 2 hours free and it's not very far away, I would totally shave down to sideburns, spike my hair up, get a leather jacket on, snick-snicked.
And you have that sweet Plastic Man costume, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That costume was pretty sick.
That was great, but then I have to shave everything.
Yeah,
shave everything.
That's also been opted, I believe, as well.
Really?
Yeah. And I saw Ben Schwartz from Parks and Rec was like, me.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be great. Yeah. The first Hellboy trailer also dropped. I hated it.
I thought it was okay.
It's just the music in it.
Yes, they tried to do like a Guardians of the Galaxy Deadpool thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, speaking of Deadpool.
What? Corny 80s music.
Yeah.
Laid over a serious scene? What the heck? I gotta see this.
Look at this funny montage where we're killing all these bad guys and Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I'll see any movie that's superheroes killing Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just satisfying. Especially because Nazis are, like, a real thing again.
Yeah.
You're making a comeback.
Yeah. the best Nazis, of 2018.
Nazis, much like Hellboy, are back this year.
Yeah. what a year we've had.
Oh.
I can't wait to talk about the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. We also watched the Black... Or Men Black. The Black Men preview. No, the Men in Black International preview.
Yeah.
Tessa Thompson, Thor.
I'm excited about that. Yeah. I think that I've been saying for years that Men in Black is too good to just be... It doesn't have to be these two characters.
No. Yeah. There's a whole agency.
The universe is established enough. Like, there was an animated series for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was a comic.
It was good. It was originally a comic. But the comic... Have you read the comic?
Yeah.
Super different.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah, they were fighting, like, demons and, like... One issue was just, like, a super drug.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, the first issue was a super drug. The second issue was basically adapted into the first movie. Like, really similar. And then the... Because I have a compilation that's the first, like, four issues. And the 3 and 4 were a two-parter where these kids played D&D and accidentally summon a demon and they have to kill the demon.
Oh.
And they wouldn't neuralize people. They'd just kill them.
Yeah. that's funny. I completely forgot about that third issue. There's actually a new comic out by Kieran Gillen. It's called Die. And it's that...
Oh,
playing D&D and D&D. It comes to life.
Yeah.
And I was like, that sounds familiar.
and that's also like everyone, the thing that everyone thinks when they're playing D&D. What if this was real?
Yeah. I think you're just really high.
Yeah.
That's what happens when I do it.
I'm not going to lie. I once was stoned playing D&D, and instead of calculating where the dragon's breath went, I just blew smoke all over the board, and I was like, if your figure's in the smoke, you die.
It was
pretty cool.
somebody on Twitter brought up the fact that Men in Black is basically just about ice, but for space. And they're the good guys.
Yeah, basically.
I wonder if that'll be a subplot in the new one, where they, like, have a camp where they separate the alien parents from their alien children.
Oh, no.
Some alien children die while in Men in Black custody. And it's like, maybe they're not the good guys.
Well, it's like we have this science fiction that unintentionally creates the ideal world. Like in the Pokemon universe, everyone has free healthcare.
Yeah.
You just go to a Pokemon Center. Here you go. Great. There they are. Like, yeah, so, like, Men in Black, like, you know, you see the aliens waiting in line and everything, but, like, it doesn't seem that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, immigration isn't, like, you hear all the horrible stories about immigrating to the United States, like, how expensive it is and challenging and everything, but, like, for, if you're an alien, it's like, oh, you wait in line for a while, you just say, yes, I won't vaporize it with my acid breath. Okay, step.
It takes, like, a day.
Yeah.
Also, in the news... Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. They changed the title of that yesterday. We talked about that briefly.
Yeah, we were IMing briefly. And, and the article that I linked you to had the Simpsons clip that was about, like, the fabulous fugtraption of Professor Calamity or something. The Troy McClure movie.
Yeah. Margot Robbie, I guess... decided she was just going to put her stamp on that.
Okay, well.
You know, after I, Tanya, all right, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like, I'll allow her one.
Yeah. Well, she's in that new Queen movie, the Queen, Mary Queen of Scots.
Oh, I thought, you were talking about Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah,
that's
it.
I'm like, no.
She plays Brian May. Queen
movie. What a transformation.
Did you see that? Did you see Brian May?
Yeah.
Not yet.
I liked it.
Yeah, I had my problems with it.
Sure, but, it's not terrifically accurate.
Yeah.
I'm going to boycott it because they don't cover the Queen's vast repertoire of original soundtrack songs that they made.
They don't talk about Highlander or Flash Gordon.
Yeah, that's Flash fucked Gordon. Up, dude. Yeah, no. Flash Gordon's theme song is one of the funniest theme songs in history.
Yeah, they completely... I was like... As I went, I was like, they're probably not going to talk about it, right? And my girlfriend was like, I don't think so. And then when we left, we were like, yeah.
So, like, clearly Freddie Mercury wrote both of those in, like, one sitting. Like, what should the lyrics of this Flash Gordon song be? Like, what if I just say Flash Gordon a bunch of times?
Or just
Where does this movie take place? The universe? Okay, cool.
Oh, and the Princes of the Universe, man, one of the best movie and TV show theme songs of all time.
What?
The Princes of the Universe, the Highlander.
Wait, what was the theme for that? Was that them?
It was, yeah.
I know they did.
It might have been Freddie Mercury solo. No, I think it was Queen altogether.
Oh, which the movie depicts as being very lucrative and successful.
No.
I love that they made that very clear. Freddie Mercury was bad on his own.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my biggest problem with it. It was just like, everything's so happy and joyous and yay. And yeah. I was like, those fights seemed really too nice.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine they were a lot worse.
Well, you know, it's hard to make a biopic about people that are still there. Rest of Queen was on set.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you can't, like, Brian May's like, hey, can I not be an asshole? And they're like, all right, we'll change the script.
Yeah. And then there's the whole Bryan Singer debacle as well.
Right.
Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
I actually heard that he's, like, still getting work, too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. What?
I learned that only recently they had, like, a whole school at USC named after him, and only recently they changed the name.
Yikes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking madness.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
And you go back... And you watch his X-Men movies, mm-hmm. and you're like, these aren't as good as I remember.
Yeah.
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 Or is it just, like, the bad taste in your mouth, too?
You know, I remember loving X-Men 2 when it came out, and then I watched it again, and I was like, oh, this could have been a lot tidier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like he wanted to do so much stuff, and they let him do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still super worried, speaking of X-Men, about that Phoenix movie and that New Mutants movie, which they completely reshot, by the way.
That sucks, man.
I thought that preview was amazing.
Yeah, I was excited about the prospect of, like, a horror movie set in the X-Men universe.
Yeah.
And sort of treating it as a supernatural horror thing.
Well, and it looked very, like, Sienkiewicz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look to it.
Is it the Demon Bear story?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Right? Yeah,
oh,
but okay. They canned it, and they're reshooting the entire thing. So they didn't like what the director's vision was. And now it's like, it was supposed to come out in March of this past year.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't come out till August 26th or something like that.
You know, honestly, I love the X-Men, but I don't know what a good movie for them would be at this point. Like, what characters do you use? What Apocalypse was bad.
Ooh,
I don't want to see a Sinister movie.
They're doing that.
why? He's not a good character. He's not, like, a good adaptable...
Very flat, yeah, very one-dimensional. Yeah.
I mean, his name is Mr. Sinister.
Yeah.
I feel like he was made on a dare.
Yeah. Well, it's the 90s, right?
Well, actually, this is true. When they were... when Stan Lee and Jack Kirby were coming up with villains for whatever, Stan Lee's like, what about a villain named Diablo? And Jack Kirby's like, okay, and then he drew him, and that's what they ended up going with, that costume design. And then Stan was like, okay, what does he do? And Jack's like, alchemy?
I feel like there's a lot of those conversations, though. Well, it's like Stan Lee when he was talking about Daredevil characters, and he's just like, yep. Those were the bad ones.
Yeah.
The ones I didn't want to use. To send him to Daredevil.
Purple Man.
Leapfrog.
Yeah. The Owl.
The Annie Men.
The what?
The Annie Men.
What did they do?
They're like all of like the side, I don't know, like characters, like animal type looking characters.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Count Nefaria.
They
were an X-Men. They were like, it was like a frog guy and a moose guy. Yeah, they were stupid. They were Daredevil characters?
Gorilla guy.
Oh,
yeah,
they were, I feel like they should be like Hulk villains who also
Daredevil
had really bad
first.
Villains.
Yeah.
Ooh, this would be a
they're
fun.
They're like henchmen.
This would be a fun question. Who do you think has the worst rogues gallery, the worst villains? Like, I mean, Daredevil and Hulk we just discussed.
Yeah.
Like, but is that really, like, okay.
Stiltman.
Yeah, Stiltman.
Who was in the second season of Daredevil, I believe, wasn't he? Second season?
Was he?
Oh, no, not Daredevil. Luke Cage, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Luke Cage.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, but they changed his name.
They didn't call him Purple on any of those. They called him Kilgrave.
Yeah.
They didn't even call him by his first name. Even when his parents show up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they never called him?
They just call him Son.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. His last name is Kilgrave, like we established. I think we even hear their first names, but we never hear, because his first name in the comics is Zebediah.
Zebediah.
Yeah. I'm like, why couldn't you just call him Zeb? Like, that's not...
Yeah.
That's not that
too
stupid.
Close to Zod. I don't know. Just a guess.
I don't know, the Hulk, aside from, like, Leader and Abomination, like, the Unmen or the Unimen or something, that like team of four.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where one guy's power was he could make you dizzy. and then like Gargoyle was stupid. Metal Master was just Magneto, but like different.
Right.
I can't think of anybody else.
But Metal Master was before Magneto. Mm-hmm.
It was, wasn't it?
62.
Yeah, you're right.
Magneto was 64.
Yeah. Weird. Anyway, if you have a better idea for who you think has more skills, feel free to tweet at us.
We will also be having lots of trivia at our live show.
Oh, yeah.
On January 31st.
Yep.
Yeah, little Jacob cannot attend because he'll be back on his ship doing ship things.
They actually changed my contract, so I go back a week earlier than I thought.
Oh, no. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. You can feel free to send us trivia questions. So. We'll be triviaing.
Man,
audience.
Like, it's so hard because, like, since I've been on the ship, I've kind of moved my focus. I'm, like, really writing a lot. Like, I'm doing a thing tomorrow. By the time this comes out, it'll be ages ago. But I'm doing a Star Trek trivia thing. And I'm realizing that, like, it's so, when you know a lot about something, it's really hard to know, like, what's easy, what's hard.
Right.
And so I'm trying to write, like, and I'm writing it for people who know a lot about Star Trek. Obviously, they asked me to do a Star Trek event.
Right.
So it's really hard to know, like, okay, do they know about the Kazon, the villains who appeared in the first couple seasons of Voyager and who were really bad, or should I just not touch that?
Yeah, that sounds hard.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, even though they were in a lot of episodes, and they were basically the Klingons, but worse.
Mean Klingons. Yeah.
No, like, worse is in less interesting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to write any new questions from the new Star Trek?
I might. I
only watched 3 episodes, and then I was like, I have to keep downloading these.
You know, Doug Jones. I do have the entire first season on my hard drive, so there's no reason I haven't watched it. And I do Doug Jones, and apparently he's in every episode.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's good. Like, I really liked it.
Oh, okay.
I just, like, had to download it. And I'm lazy about downloading things because I have, like, so many streaming services.
Yeah.
Like, I have so much TV, and now I have to do an extra thing. Fuck you, CBS. I'm not paying for you. I refuse.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I wonder how long that's going to last.
Ugh, too long.
Of, like, everyone doing their separate streams.
Yeah, I feel like that's an intermediate thing. It's like the Laserdisc of the streaming world.
And it's going to make a... Like, I really wanted CISO to work.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fun idea.
CISO was NBC did, like, a comedy-only streaming thing. Like, it had all of SNL, every episode of the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show, every episode of Seth Meyers. It had a bunch of original content, Harmon Quest, the My Brother and Me TV show, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And a few other things. Jonah Ray's show, Hidden America.
I didn't even know that was a show.
Yeah, it was only on this streaming service. Yeah, and it was like $3 a month, which isn't that bad.
No,
yeah.
That's not bad.
Considering that it had every SNL. If there's any episode. Then it lasted for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And now all the original content is on some like massive streaming service that has a bunch of weird stuff. Because I was trying to find My Brother or My Brother and Me. I wanted to rewatch it.
All right, guys.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Well, I have to go. So.
Oh, okay.
But thank you, Jacob.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Glad to come back. Yeah. Glad we could not really talk about comics for one episode.
I mean, we talked about comic-related things.
Sure.
And stuff. Do we have any other plugs? Do you want to plug anything?
I'll be at Critical Hit New Year's Eve show if this comes out before New Year's Eve. If you're looking for something to do on New Year's, they're having a big comedy show / New Year's Eve party at It's Your Move Games on Telegraph Avenue Oakland, North Oakland, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
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 That starts at 9:30. I think it's like $10 to get in, and you get a complimentary glass of champagne at midnight.
Woo-hoo.
So yeah, it'll be good.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Bunch of good comics. My friend's band, a comedy punk band, the ODs, Oakland's loudest comedy punk band, will be there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
I recorded a bunch of episodes of Nerd Rage, The Great Debates.
Oh, cool.
With Comedio.
Yeah.
Those will not drop until all of my episodes won't drop until the new year. So this will be out before then. If you check out, and if you don't listen to the Nerd Rage, Great Debates, it's a really good, funny. podcast about nerds arguing over things. Like, I'm on the Batman versus Sherlock Holmes episode.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm on the Dragon Ball versus One Piece episode.
Nice.
And I'm on the tournament to determine what's the most exciting coming attraction for 2019, where I defend the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. It looks so bad.
It looks really stupid.
But you defend it?
So...
Did you see his legs?
So
why are they so long?
So no one, you're going to listen to the episode, and no one took something. One person, Christy Ono, who loves Star Trek, took Star Trek Discovery season two as her like thing. But everyone else sort of took like jokey, silly. No one took Avengers. No one took. Is there Star Wars coming out next year? Episode 9?
I think 2019? So. Yeah.
Probably.
No one took anything that anyone thought could actually win. I took. We had Sonic the Hedgehog. We had. The Detective Pikachu movie.
Yeah, yeah.
We had this movie with Amy Schumer and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler called Wine Country.
I want to see that.
Direct to Netflix. Like, it was just kind of silly.
Yeah.
No one. But then something wins, and you should listen to it, because it's very amusing. Yeah. It
sounds good. All right, and then, yeah, again, I'm going to plug our show on the 31st at Ghost Town Brewing. More information on the website eventually, and I'll send emails out and check our Instagrams and Twitters and all of that.
Oh, yeah. So you could like see Jesse Het twice in one day.
No, the 31st
no,
of January.
One month apart.
Yeah, they're one. Yeah, okay. God, if it was this soon, I would be having a heart attack.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll see you hopefully next week.
Thanks for listening. I've been Jacob Rubin.
Jesse Het.
Jessica Balboni.
Bye.